4, HGAC, mobile.
Okay, J4, CTZ mobile.
Yeah, I'm up here close to the house, so I'm kind of in and out a little bit in these valleys. Sir?
Blade. Gas over the weekend, completely forgot. But anyway, up on 11 going west. That's the direction we're going.
Today.
Electrician over in Clemson.
Well, at least it's on 11. It's not too bad a drive then.
And nobody's running enforcement. Fun times.
Be careful out there, no matter which road you're on.
Hey, I forgot. You're a general, aren't you?
An extra class last year.
Anything down on the HF bands?
I hadn't done a whole lot with HF since I got my ticket at all.
Fun times now. FCC's finally not being as annoying, but still weird things.
The contesting type and making a contact and it just doesn't appeal to me. So, I mean, I just, that's the reason, main reason I hadn't messed with it.
Testing tape either? That does remind me, I need to get my steel-based stuff in. Oh, well. But, you know, you can still talk to people with digital ones. GSA Call does seem to be attempting to do something, and there's other modes out there. I can't do the VARA stuff, because they want money if you want the high-speed modes, and it's a Windows program.
Well, I do JSA Call when I do get on HF bands. That's generally where I'm at is with that.
Luckily, I've been running a monitor on 40 meters, so ping me sometime when you're on there.
I will see if I can do that. I don't know, I hadn't been on HF at all since I had my knee surgery. Just been lazy, hadn't done it. No particular reason, just, you know how it goes sometimes.
I've been delaying cutting. I gotta cut two pine trees and move my antenna off my house, because I've noticed it's actually clipping the corner of my house now, so I'm sure that's messing with my signal.
Probably so. I've just got a center-fed dipole run out in the yard in a somewhat of an inverted V, but it's attached to the eave of the house, the center of it is, so, and then it runs out from there. But nothing fancy on the HF side.
Carolina Wyndham, which is, I guess technically that's an offset dipole, and it's at the center point is attached to my chimney. But it actually holds up pretty well between the trees without that center point. But, yeah, you never know. A little sag in the middle.
Coming up to Waynesville this Saturday.
It is my birthday ham fest.
Congratulations on your birthday there. Happy birthday. And I look forward to seeing you Saturday. Planning on being there myself.
I'm sure that my calendar alarms on that. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble. Just, I've been looking for stuff, and I want to go buy some stuff.
Good luck at Waynesville Ham Fest. That's probably where I've bought the most stuff at is there, so I enjoy going up there every year.
I buy the most stuff just north of Highway 11, the Wireman, oddly enough.
Here at Waynesville, so you can buy some more stuff.
Any more stuff from them right now? Although I was thinking about a super looper, but I gotta cut too many trees for that.
Problem is the trees are in the way of putting too much up in a power line. I just don't have quite enough room to get anything more than what I got in there.
Yeah, I could get something up for 2,200 meters. I got enough land for it. And the only problem is there's trees in the way, and I'd have to do everything with coated wire.
For that. Well, Wyatt, I'm going to lose the repeater altogether here. I'll go around the back side of the mountain. But good to talk to you, and look forward to seeing you Saturday. But be careful out there. Stay cool. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Hey, we'll catch you later. KT4, CT Mobile, for about another 40 minutes or so.